Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Storage Radio. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm in studio with John Hilliard, who every week takes us through the top headlines across the storage media group. And before that, we talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Hey, Dave.
Good to see you again, or talk to you again.
Good to hear your voice. I want to talk to you about Riverbred. They came to our offices in Newton this week. We talked to them about their new Whitewater cloud data backup box. Sonia Lally had a good story outlining the details. What's the play here, Dave? They're chasing data domain, is that right?
Yeah, I guess any kind of disk backup where you dedupe data and then send it off, but instead of sending it off to a disk target or tape, you're sending it off to the cloud. So it's not new. Riverbed has had the Whitewater appliances out there for a couple of years, but these are bigger boxes that have more of an ingest rate. They will move data faster. So the play here is more of an enterprise play, which is interesting because we keep hearing that cloud backup is gaining a foothold with SMBs and smaller companies, but not really in the enterprise yet. So be interesting to see if they have success with these bigger Whitewater boxes.
The 310 handles more capacity, higher ingest rates, all that good stuff. It also talks about support for things like Windows Active Directory. When we spoke with the product managers in here, they talked about how the use cases won't change. It will get bigger customers, but it's still going to be clearly backup and restore. Is that where you see the market staying for a while?
Yeah, that's certainly the market they are chasing with this. I guess they could have gone, in the beginning, I think when they first came out with Whitewater, they kind of left their options open to use it as a regular storage gateway, similar to like the TwinStrata, Nasuni, StorSimple type of products. But it seems like the Riverbed customers are looking to use this for backup.
Now, last question. Data domain sort of started in the mid-market. Riverbed's in the mid-market. Now they're positioning to move up market. Who else is doing that?
Well, you don't have a lot of high-end backup. Quantum has a enterprise a VTL and disk library. Sepeton still sells the enterprise VTL. But, the difference here, obviously, is Riverbed is not trying to store the data itself. You know, the Whitewater is moving data, but it's not actually, storing all of it. So, the angle here is the cloud, which is different than what Data Domain and, Quantum is starting to embrace the cloud, but not really on the high end yet. And, EMC, which owns Data Domain, obviously, they say there's no market for enterprise cloud yet. Now, maybe because they don't want to move data off their data domain boxes, but, that will be the interesting thing with Riverbed Whitewater. Can they get, enterprises into cloud backup?
Yeah, because there's still some hesitancy there, and it'll be really interesting to see what happens. If you're currently using a 210 Riverbed product, the 310 supports 60 terabytes of weekly full backups. All right, Dave, great job, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Dave. John, I'm going to pass it off to you for this week's headlines. What do you got?
Thanks a lot, Ellen. Yeah, we had a lot of good news this week, beginning with the backup software vendor Acronis, which announced that it acquired the file-sharing software company GroupLogic, with an eye to adding its data protection technology to GroupLogic's mobile device backup and sharing products. Now, GroupLogic is primarily known for its mobile device file sharing, syncing, and collaboration software, especially for Apple devices. Acronis will combine that data accessibility platform with its own data protection software. Acronis didn't say how much it paid for GroupLogic, but under the new arrangement, GroupLogic will become a new division of its parent company. Chris Broderick, GroupLogic's former CEO, will lead the new division as a senior vice president within the combined company. And continuing with business news for a moment, Amplidata, the object storage startup, said it has more money, a new CEO, and will have a new home. Earlier this week, the company announced that it had collected $6 million from its latest round of funding, with OEM partner Quantum Corporation acting as lead investor. That money will be funneled into boosting the company's marketing, sales, and engineering efforts, and brings the company's investment total to about $23 million. But the news comes with a leadership change for the company. Amplidata founder Wim de Wispeler said that he will be giving up his CEO role to board member Mike Wall. Wall is the former member of the Intel storage division and was a former CEO of the backup software maker Atempo before its acquisition by ASG Solutions. De Wispeler will continue with Amplidata as chief technology officer. Now, Wall announced the funding totals and leadership change this week, plus said the company will relocate its headquarters from Belgium to the U.S. sometime in the next year or so. The company's object storage system is targeted at cloud storage and large data applications. And continuing business news for a moment, Nimble Storage said it plans to double the size of its staff with the $40.7 million it collected from a mezzanine round of funding on its way to a potential IPO. The maker of hybrid flash and hard drive arrays said it had collected a total of $98 million from investments and hopes to go public sometime between the third quarter of 2013 and the second quarter of 2014. The company's headcount is now about 250 people, and officials said it will expand its engineering, marketing, support, and sales efforts. And finally, in storage news that will be shocking to absolutely no one, EMC Corp continues to lead the charge in the storage market. According to the research firms IDC and Gartner, the company's latest revenue reports show that EMC was the only major storage company to see year-over-year market share growth in the second quarter of 2012. EMC's market share was 30.4% in quarter two, an increase from 28.6% during the same period in 2011, according to the research firms. Meanwhile, EMC's competitors, among them IBM, NetApp, HP, Dell, and Hitachi, either maintained or lost market share. IDC reported that the worldwide external disk storage systems market posted a year-over-year gain of 6.5% and about a total of about $6 billion in revenues. And as a footnote to the EMC report, company CEO Joe Tucci pushed aside rumors of retirement and signed a contract that will keep him at EMC until February 2015, according to documents on file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. So obviously, the folks at EMC appear rather happy about the current direction of their company.
Thanks, John. Let's face it, no surprise there. That's the third time Joe Tucci has moved a retirement date that was supposedly set in stone. So apparently he's enjoying the run. Good for him. I hope no one's buying a gold watch each time.
Let's hope not.
Okay, John and I will be here next week talking with Dave Raffo and bringing you the week's top headlines. For more information on any of this news, check out searchstorage.com. And each week, listen to Storage Radio.